Love and gratitude in our hearts, Swami, we, your children of the second postgraduate class, humbly submit ourselves at your divine lotus feet.
Swami, standing here in front of your shrine, in this most sacred place, sanctified by your divine presence, we can only wonder as to how blessed we are to have received your nearness and dearness. Swami, we have known you in the sweetest way a devotee may know God. Seers and men of erudition extol you as the supreme Godhead whose splendor is beyond the ken of thought. Gods of the highest order, they say, gather here in multitudes to receive your darshan. But for us, your students, Swami, you have always been our most loving, beloved Swami.
Swami, you have played different roles in our lives. You have been a loving mother, concerned about every minute detail. I vividly remember one Sunday morning when I was studying in the primary school. You walked up to me and asked me, "Boy, what did you have for breakfast?" And on another occasion, you rightly pointed out that I had not eaten well, something that I myself had forgotten about. You knew it. You have been a caring father, showering your love and grace in bounty with the gifts galore all through the year. You have been a dear friend, sharing our joys and sorrows. You have been our guide and guardian and teacher, teaching us the highest of truths in simplest of manners. Swami, how fortunate are we, for we have lived, learned and basked in your divine proximity.
Even now, Swami, there is no dearth of occasions when we feel your presence. In the orange of the sunset, we see your form, and in the scent of flowers in the breeze, we listen to your coming. We feel your guidance as a compass in our hearts, and we sense your hand in every tangle that has been straightened out. When we close our eyes in supplication, we know that you hear our prayer. And in moments of serenity and calm, we know that you are seated by our side.
Everyone here has a unique relationship with you, Swami, but each has the same story to tell. A story of unconditional love. And if this story were a book, it would have similar chapters of these phases. At the beginning, you draw us close to you in ways that are beyond our comprehension. And then you grant us all those petty little things that we ask for, so that gradually we learn not so much to ask, but to accept what you have come to give us. But that is preceded by an intense period of introspection and transformation that you take us through. And thus, these phases take the form of a wonderful story. A story that is beyond our comprehension. A story that shall light up the lives of billions. A story of unconditional love.
A story of transformation.
A story of my Swami and me.
A story of white and orange.
हरदम यहाँ हमारे पूरी हुई तमन्नाएं सारी प्यार में पल कर हमारे पूरी हुई तमन्नाएं सारी
When you bring us to your fold.
Dearest Saima, how can I ever forget that Sunday afternoon of June 2007 when you welcomed the freshly joined schoolboys with your beautiful childlike smile. The smile that not only helped me to overcome the homesickness but also shred all the inhibitions within me. Swami, I remember those wonderful days when you sent chocolates, pens, pencils, notebooks and whatnot just to bring smile to our face. I remember that very particular day, Swami, when you patiently waited and sat through until the farthest boy seated in this very hall received the share of your love. As I flip through these pages of my life, I feel that I am indeed blessed since I got the opportunity to bask in the warmth of your pure love. Over the years, Swami, you have not only built in me the strength to understand the purpose of my life, but also the real reason for my existence. Swami, my only prayer to you is that all I need is your grace. All I desire is your love. All I desire is your pure, unsullied love.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾನು ಬರೋಡದಲ್ಲಿ 7ನೇ ತರಗತಿ ಓದುವಾಗ ನನಗೆ ಗಣಿತ ತುಂಬ ಕಷ್ಟ ಆಗ್ತಿತ್ತು. ವಾರ್ಷಿಕ ಗಣಿತ ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆ ಬರೆಯುವಾಗ ನನಗೆ ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಬರೆಯೋಕ್ಕಾಗದೆ ತುಂಬ ದುಃಖದಿಂದ ಮನೆಗೆ ಓಡ್ ಬಂದೆ. ಇದನ್ನು ಕೇಳಿ ನಮ್ಮ ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ತುಂಬ ಗಾಬರಿ ಆಯಿತು. ಒಂದು ಗುರುವಾರ ಸಮಿತಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಭಜನೆ ಆದ ಮೇಲೆ ಒಬ್ಬರು ನಮ್ಮ ತಾಯಿ ಹತ್ತಿರ ಬಂದು ನನ್ನ ಶಿಕ್ಷಕಿ ಎಂದು ಹೇಳಿ ನಾನು ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಮಾಡಿ ಪಾಸ್ ಆಗುತ್ತೇನೆ ಎಂದು ಭರವಸೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟರು. ನಮ್ಮ ತಾಯಿ ಇವರನ್ನು ಯಾವತ್ತೂ ನೋಡಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾನು ತುಂಬಾ ದೃಢ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯಿಂದ ಹೇಳುತ್ತೇನೆ, ನೀವೇ ಆ ಮಹಿಳೆಯ ರೂಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದು ಭರವಸೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದು. ಯಾಕೆಂದರೆ ನಂತರ ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಎಲ್ಲ ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಅಂಕಗಳಿಂದ ಪಾಸ್ ಆಗಿ ಹಾಗೂ ನನ್ನ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಪಿಯುಸಿಯ ಗಣಿತ ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆಯಲ್ಲಿ 100ಕ್ಕೆ 100 ಅಂಗ ಪಡೆಯೋಕೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದವಿಲ್ಲದೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯವೇ ಇರ್ತಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆನಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು MBA ಮಾಡಬೇಕೆಂಬ ಕನಸವೂ ನನಸಾಯಿತು. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಈ ಎಲ್ಲ ಅನುಗ್ರಹದಿಂದ ನಾನು ಎಂದೆಂದಿಗೂ ಚಿರಋಣಿಯಾಗಿರುತ್ತೇನೆ.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಚಿಕ್ಕ ವಯಸ್ಸಿನಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮ ತಂದೆ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಪುಟ್ಟಭರ್ತಿಗೆ ಕರೆದುಕೊಂಡು ಬರ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಪ್ರತಿ ಸಾರಿ ನಾನು ಬಂದಾಗ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯನ್ನು ನೋಡಿ ಅಯ್ಯೋ, ನನ್ನಂತ ಹಳ್ಳಿ ಹುಡುಗರಿಗೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಓದೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಅವಕಾಶ ಸಿಗುತ್ತಾ ಎನ್ನುವ ಕನಸು ಕಟ್ಕೊಂಡಿದೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ನಾನು ಒಂದ್ಸರಿ ಅಳಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಓದ್ತಿರ್ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ನೀವು ನನ್ನ ಕನಸಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದು ಹೇಳಿದ್ರಿ ನಾನು ನಿನಗೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಓದೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಅವಕಾಶ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ ಅಂತೇಳಿ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಇವತ್ತು ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮುಂದೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಂತಿರಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಅದು ನೀವು ಕೊಟ್ಟ ಭರವಸೆಯಿಂದನೇ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನೀವು ಕೊಟ್ಟ ಭರವಸೆಯಿಂದ ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನ ಎಂದೆಂದಿಗೂ ನೆನಪಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಟುಕೊಂಡಿರ್ತೇನೆ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ,
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಶಾಲೆಯಲ್ಲಿ 12ನೇ ತರಗತಿ ಓದ್ತಿರುವಾಗ ಒಮ್ಮೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಅಧ್ಯಾಪಕರು ನಮಗೆಲ್ಲ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು, ನೀವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಮಂದಿರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಯಾಕಿನ್ನ ಬಂದಿಲ್ಲ, ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಯಾಕಿನ್ನ ಬಂದಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಯೋಚನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಿರ್ತೀರಾ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಯಾಕೆ ಯಾರು ನನ್ನ ಕರಿತಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಯೋಚನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಿರ್ತಾರೆ. ಅಕಸ್ಮಾತ್ ನೀವು ಪ್ರೀತಿಯಿಂದ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ ಕರೆದ್ರೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಬಂದೇ ಬರ್ತಾರೆ. ಅವತ್ ಸಂಜೆ ನಾನು ಮಂದಿರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡಿರುವಾಗ ಇದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಯೋಚನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಿದ್ದೆ. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಕಣ್ಮುಚ್ಕೊಂಡು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಬೇಗ ಬನ್ನಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ನಿಮ್ ದರ್ಶನಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಕಾಯ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀವಿ ಅಂತ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಮಾಡಿದೆ. ಕೂಡಲೇ ನಾನು ಬಲಗಡೆ ತಿರುಗಿ ನೋಡಿದಾಗ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿಂದ ನೀವು ಬರ್ತಿದ್ರಿ. ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯವಾದ ವಿಷಯ ಏನಂದ್ರೆ ಈ ತರ ಅವತ್ತಿನ ದಿನ ಮಾತ್ರ ಆಗ್ಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಇದೇ ರೀತಿ ಇನ್ನ 3 ದಿನ ಕೂಡ ನಾನು ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಮಾಡಿದ ಕೂಡಲೇ ನೀವು ಬರ್ತಿದ್ರಿ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಈ ಒಂದು ಘಟನೆಯಿಂದ ನನಗೆ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿರುವ ವಿಶ್ವಾಸ ಇನ್ನಷ್ಟು ಹೆಚ್ಚಾಗಿದೆ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನದ ಆಧಾರ.
Chapter 2, when you give us what we want.
Swami, once you enter an individual's life, you take care of everything. Last August, I experienced the same thing. My mother, being a cardiac patient, was recommended by the doctors to change her medication and undertake a PT test. The doses did not suit her, resulting in terrible sickness. The PT test results indicated that soon she will be bedridden, or even worse, it might turn fatal. In this helpless situation, I prayed to you and surrendered myself. That night, I had a dream in which you indicated to me that you will take care of her. Next day, just with one injection, an almost dead person came back to normal. Swami, it was your unseen hand which gave her a new lease of life.
Swami, I'll be ever grateful to you for showering your grace and blessing on my mother. Thank you, Swami. I love you, Swami.
Swami, 2013 masya April masare mu pratham tar pai puttaparti ko astili. Ta purbaru mu apananka bisare kichhi madhe jannathili. Na apananka karjya bisare kichhi madhe jannathili. Swami, dine sandhya samaya re bhajan chalathiba bale mu e rasta re hi jauthili. Hatat kon hela ke jani mu mandira bhitar ko dekhithili. Au setebale jaha dekhili ta mara samagra jivan ko parivartan kar deithila Swami. मु आपणंकु मंदिर भितरे चौकरे बसिथिबार देखिल स्वामी चौकरे बसिथिबार देखिली बास सही समय रे मो जीवन ने परिवर्तन आस्थिला स्वामी स्वामी मु केबेले मंदिर ओ जीव को पसंद कर नथिली किंतु आपणंकर छात्र हेबा परठारु प्रतिदिन मो मंदिर आस्छि भजन गाउछि स्वामी एबे मोर पाठपडा शेष होइ जाइछि बाहर को जीवार समय आसी जाइछि स्वामी मु निज को संपूर्ण रूपे आपणठारे समर्पण करूछि धन्यवाद स्वामी
ये यादें वो पलों की है जिसमें डूबने का मन करे ये यादें उसकी है जिससे मिलने का मन करे ये दिल की आवाज नहीं रूह की आरजू कहे कि हे साईमा तू हमारे साथ हरदम रहे कि हे साईमा तू हमारे साथ हरदम रहे
हर पल हर क्षण आपको याद करता हूं आपकी शक्ति से आपके कार्य करता हूं देखने को आपके चेहरे पर खुशी हे साई मैं सदा आपका गुणगान करता हूँ हे साई मैं सदा आपका गुणगान करता हूँ
स्वामी मैं आपका आभारी हूँ कि आपने मुझे अपने विश्वविद्यालय में पढ़ने का मौका दिया अप्रैल 2010 का वो दिन मुझे आज भी याद है मेरे मामा जी आपको एक पत्र देना चाहते थे जिसमें उन्होंने लिखा था कि यदि मेरे बेटे का नहीं तो कम से कम मेरे भांजे का ही दाखिला आपके विश्वविद्यालय में हो जाए आपने जैसे ही मेरे मामा जी को देखा आपने तुरंत उनसे वह पत्र अपनी गोद में रखने के लिए कहा इसके बाद दोनों ओर बैठे भक्तों को दर्शन देने में आप मग्न हो गए इतने में वो पत्र आपकी गोद से फिसलने लगा लेकिन ऐसा लगा कि मानो आपको इस बात का ज्ञान ही ना हो वह पत्र फिसलते हुए आपकी गोद से गिरने ही वाला था कि आपने अपनी दोनों उंगलियों से उसको पकड़कर वापस अपनी गोद में रख लिया आज जब मैं इस घटना के बारे में सोचता हूं तो यही पाता हूं कि यदि आज मैं यहां पर हूं तो इसका कारण वही घटना है जहां पर आपने मुझे अपना अनुग्रह देकर अपने आंचल में खींच लिया
सचमुच स्वामी के साथ बिताए हुए हर पल हमें हमेशा याद रहेंगे मुझे याद है जब मैं यहां पहली बार 11वीं कक्षा में आया था तो मैं हमेशा टॉन्सिलाइटिस से बीमार रहता था और एक दिन स्वामी आए और स्वामी ने अपने ही हाथों से विभूति सृजित करके मुझे दिया और तब से वो पीड़ा हमेशा हमेशा के लिए समाप्त हो गई स्वामी आज मेरे पास जो कुछ भी है वो सिर्फ और सिर्फ आप ही का दिया हुआ है और मैं इसके लिए अपने पूरे तहे दिल से आपको धन्यवाद देता हूं
प्रिय स्वामी मुझे हमेशा आपके साथ रहना है और आपकी सेवा करना है ये प्रार्थना मैं अपने पत्रों में लिखा करता हूं भगवान जब मैंने एमएससी की परीक्षा पूर्ण करी तब मैंने आपको पत्र लिखा और आपका मार्गदर्शन मांगा फलस्वरूप आपने मुझे एमटेक न्यूक्लियर मेडिसिन में पढ़ने का अवसर देके मेरी प्रार्थना को स्वीकार किया भगवान मैं आपका तहे दिल से आभारी हूं
आंख खोली तो देखी तेरी तस्वीर निराली
बंद करूं तो याद आए तेरी छवि न्यारी
आपके साथ बिताए हुए वो अनमोल पल हमारे जीवन को दिशा दिखाएंगे
आज और कल हमारे जीवन को दिशा दिखाएंगे आज और कल
चला है कुछ तो है इन ख्वाबों में दिल से निकलते नहीं, कुछ तो है इन राहों में, मिलती यहाँ हर खुशी अब इन लम्हों के, बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, याद के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों की नदियों में मन तैरने चला है। याद आती है जो हंसी तेरी और आंखों से बातें जो तुमने की, याद आती है शरारतें तेरी और प्यार भरी वो करारतें तेरी, ये यादें लगती है जैसे बातें आज की, ये बातें लगती है जैसे यादें आज की, अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, हर मोड़ पे तेरा सहारा मिला, तेरे आंचल में मुझको बसेरा मिला, हर काम में तेरा भरोसा मिला, हर पल हर क्षण तेरा ही प्यार मिला, कैसा सुनूं है तुझसे अब जुड़ गया, कैसा ये सुकून है जो इनसे अब मिल गया, अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों के बगियों में मन टहलने चला है, तो है इन ख्वाबों में दिल से निकलते नहीं, कुछ तो है इन राहों में मिलती यहाँ हर खुशी, अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है।
Chapter 3, when you teach and nurture us.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mamadeva deva. After working for 3 years in the corporate world, Swami, you blessed me with an opportunity to be your student and fulfilled my dream of being a Sai student. I go nostalgic when I remember my initial days of hostel and college. It was truly a home away from home where you are nurtured by the mother of the entire universe. And as you rightly say, Swami, I had the opportunity to experience the love of 1,000 mothers. Swami, you have been with me all throughout my journey of academics, personal development, and extracurricular activities. Thank you, Swami, for acting through me in various dramas, extracting vibrant roles, and giving me an opportunity to explore my skills. You have been my best companion, for I have always looked up to you for assistance during pain, joy, and misery. You are my courage, my strength, my motivation, and inspiration. Swami, please be with me and guide me in each and every phase and endeavor of my life. Thank you, Swami, for all that you have given and for whatever I am today. I trust you. I love you. And I surrender my life at your lotus feet. Thank you, Swami.
Dearest Saima, it has been 9 long years. Just like the physical mother keeps her offspring in her womb for 9 long months, you have put me in your womb for 9 long years. These 9 long years, I have experienced love in its purest form. When I joined Sri Satya Sai Junior Boys Hostel for my 11th class, it took some time for me to get adjusted to the schedule there. It was during that time I developed a small tumor on my right hand, which caused me much inconvenience. I thought, had I been at my home, my mother would have taken care of me. Since I was in hostel, there is no one who will take care of me. As these thoughts passed by, I just prayed to you and I slept. The next day, I had an opportunity to sit in this very place. As you came to me, you just beckoned me. And you asked me, what is that? And I said, Swami, it's some type of tumor. With loving look, you have just created vibhuti, massaged at my place and said, I will take care. And you said, take Pad Namaskar. As I took Pad Namaskar and I was leaving, you called me again and just asked, Bangaru, Noppiga Unda. The voice with which you asked that day resembled of that my mother. Swami, that day the love that I experienced from you, I would cherish for my lifetime. It was during our 12th class gratitude program when we all said, Swami, thank you for everything. Then you said, a mother need not be thanked for what she does to her children, as her feelings towards her children are natural and spontaneous. You need not do anything for me. All that you need to do is the love that you experience, share it to as many as people possible. It is said, it takes 3 seconds to tell I love you, 3 minutes to explain it, 3 hours to produce it, 3 semesters to demonstrate it, but a lifetime to prove it. Today we 100-odd children of your Sai Ma pray only that make us worthy that the love that we have experienced we will share to as many as people wherever we are. We would all say, Swami, we love you, we love you, we love you.
Swami, तुमच्या चरणी कोटी-कोटी नमस्कार. माझे आभार मी कसे व्यक्त करू? माझ्याकडे तुम्हाला द्यायला काहीच नाहीये. हे सर्व तुम्हीच तर दिलेलं आहे. मी तुमच्या दारावर आवाज दिला आणि तुम्ही मला इथे बोलवलं. हॉस्टेलमध्ये प्रेम दिलं, कॉलेजमध्ये शिक्षण दिलं, 2 वर्ष सतत तुमचं दर्शन दिलं. तुमच्या गोष्टी ज्या मी ऐकल्या आणि अनुभवल्या त्या मी कधी जन्मभर विसरणार नाही. तुमचे काम सतत करत राहील. मला आठवतं 2007 दरम्यान मी पुट्टभर्तीला आलो आणि यजुर मंदिराच्या 21 प्रदक्षिणा मारल्या. त्याच्या शेवटी मला वाटलं की काही माझी प्रार्थना आणि प्रदक्षिणा तुमच्यापर्यंत पोहोचल्या. पण त्या क्षणी माझ्या मनामध्ये अजून एक विचार आला की जर या प्रार्थना तुमच्यापर्यंत पोहोचल्या असतील तर आज दुपारच्या दर्शनामध्ये तुम्ही मान हलवून माझ्याकडे एक इशारा कराल. तसंच त्या दिवशी दुपारी तुम्ही थेट माझ्या समोर आले आणि मला इशारा केला. मला कळलं की तुम्ही आमच्या सर्व प्रार्थना ऐकत आहे, तुम्ही काळजी घेत राहा. अशीच कृपा नेहमी सदा राहू द्या. आदित्य, तुझ्याकडे पण काही असेल असे अनुभव?
हो अर्पित, माझ्याकडे पण भरपूर अनुभव आहे. स्वामी, पहिल्यांदा मी हे म्हणेन की मी आणि माझं कुटुंब खूपच नशीबवान आहोत, कारण की आम्ही तुमचे भक्त झालो. तुम्ही कितक्यांना वेळाला मला आणि आमच्या लोकांना वाचवलं आहे, त्याच्यासाठी खूप खूप धन्यवाद स्वामी. हे प्रिय स्वामी, तुम्ही तर स्वयं नारायण आहात, पण याची अनुभूती तुम्ही अद्भुत लीला घडवून मला सांगितलं. 2006 मध्ये माझ्या मनामध्ये एक प्रश्न आला. मी तुम्हाला विचारलं की हे स्वामी, तुम्ही तर महापुरुष आहातच, पण तुमचा त्रिदेवांमध्ये कोणचा अवतार आहे याची मला अनुभूती द्या. तर तुम्ही माझ्या स्वप्नामध्ये येऊन हे सांगितलं. त्या स्वप्नामध्ये तुम्ही या कुलवंत हॉलच्या महासभामध्ये या सिंहासनावर बसले होते. तुमच्या डाव्या बाजू महादेव येऊन थांबले आणि त्यांनी तुम्हाला पाहिलं, तुम्ही त्यांना पाहिलं. त्या क्षणी महादेवांनी आपलं त्रिशूल बाजूला ठेवून त्यांनी वाकून तुमचे पाद नमस्कार घेतले. अक्षरशः महादेवांनी वाकून तुमचे पाद नमस्कार घेतले. मी एकदम आश्चर्यचकित झालो. स्वामी, तुम्ही तर महापुरुष अवतार आहातच, पण तुम्ही तर देवांचे पण देव आहात. तुमची आशीर्वाद सदैव आमच्या लोकांवर सदैव राहो. स्वामी, तुम्ही म्हणतात माय स्टुडंट्स आर माय प्रॉपर्टी, म्हणून माझं खूपच नशीब चांगलं आहे कारण की मी तुमचं स्टुडंट झालो. स्वामी,
आम्हाला तुमच्यावर खूप प्रेम आहे.
तुमचं प्रेम आमच्यावर सदैव राहू दे.
स्वामी, 7 years back I was sitting in the same place as the part of Mumbai Balika's drama group. As you came down to bless us, I showed you my admission form. 5 minutes later, you called Vice Chancellor sir, took my form and gave it to him. Swami, that sweet gesture of yours gave me 7 years of my life at your lotus feet. In the last 7 years, though I could enjoy a physical proximity only for 3 years, but in those 3 years, you gave me so much that I could cherish it throughout my life. Swami, the memories of those interactions with you inside the bhajan hall before every drama are so fresh as if it was just yesterday. As I flip through the pages of my diary, my heart fills with emotions and it pines for those days to come back again, for those moments to come back again. Swami, with you we are everything. Without you we are nothing. Please be with us always. I love you, Swami. I love you a lot.
Swami, it was you who guided me to join the brass band. The first year of band was not so easy for me. It was tough for me to pick up my instrument. But then all that struggle turned to joy when you called all of us to Yajur Mandir for a photograph session. You came directly towards me and said, "Hey Vrindavan boy, you played well." Swami, it is this love of yours, it is this motivation and inspiration which has got all of us right in front of you. Swami, we love you a lot, Swami. Today, we, your band boys, offer ourselves at your lotus feet.
Until a few years back, I had never imagined that I would be playing an instrument like this. Today myself and all of us here are able to play these instruments because of your grace alone. The best of the musicians come and teach us only because of their immense love for you. Dearest Swami, we, your band boys, are eternally grateful to you for giving us these opportunities to play in front of you. Please make us your golden instruments and let your breath flow through all of us. We love you, Swami.
Chapter 4. How you transform our lives.
My dearest Swami, a few years ago, I would run only after pleasure and fun. Also, I was aimless, I was selfish, and though I knew the difference between right and wrong, I lacked the courage to follow what was right. In short, I was very unhappy. But then, before things could get worse, you bailed me out and brought me to your divine lotus feet. Here, you taught me to overcome all my fears. You taught me to look inside and follow my conscience, no matter what. But most importantly, you taught me how to love. Swami, with so much of care, affection, patience, and love, you have completely transformed my life. Thank you, Swami. Thank you. Being your student is the greatest privilege that I could ever have. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Dearest Saima, I offer my gratitude to you in my mother tongue Sindhi. Swami, tahanje charnan mein munjo koti koti pranam. Char semester kiya nikri vya, kuch khabari na pai. इहां त लगे जीअं चार सेमेस्टर न चार ॾींहं हुआ मूंखे ख़बर आहे स्वामी इहा सुनहरा पल कॾहिं वापसि न ईंदा पर हिन समय जी यादि मूंखां गॾु हमेशह रहंदी ही समय मुंहिंजी ज़िंदगी जो सभिनी खां सुठो समय आहे ऐं जेतिरो मां हिन समय सिखियो आहियां मूंखे यकीन आहे स्वामी मां ईंदड़ 50 सालनि में बि न सिखी सघां साईमा असांजो रिश्तो कुझु साल पुरानो न आहे हर पल तव्हां मुंहिंजो ऐं मुंहिंजे परिवार जो साथ ॾिनो आहे मूंखे तव्हां खां कॾहिं फिज़िकली इंटरव्यू त न मिलियो पर तड़ें भी तहां मुझे सपनन में अची मुके हर पल गाइड कंदा आया आयो ए हुने जे लाए मां तहां जो शुक्रगुजार आया थैंक यू साई मां तहां मुके साई स्टूडेंट बनजण जो मौको दिनो मुझो वादो आए तहां का मां तहां के कड़े निराश न कंदा थैंक यू भगवान तहां मुंजा सब कुछ आयो मुंजी जिंदगी मुंजा मापी मुंजा दोस्त लव यू साई मां
મારા સદગુરુ સ્વામીના ચરણમાં મારો ખૂબ ખૂબ આભાર સ્વામી તમને પ્રશાંતિમાં લાવીને દુનિયાની સૌથી મોટી ભેટ દીધી છે આજે જ્યારે જગત જગ્યારામાં જોઉં છું તો મને લાગે છે કે મારે ઘણું જોવા જેવું છે મને ઘણું જાણવા જેવું છે મને ઘણું જ શીખવા જેવું છે પણ સ્વામી તમને જોઈને લાગે છે કે તમારા સિવાય કંઈ જોવા જેવું નથી તમારા સિવાય કંઈ જાણવા જેવું નથી અને તમારા સિવાય બીજું કંઈ શીખવા જેવું નથી ભગવાન હું અહીંયા 6 વર્ષથી છું અને તમારો ઘણો પ્રેમ પાયો છે પણ ભગવાન મને એવું લાગે છે કે કોઈક વાર ઉતાર ચઢાવમાં જ્યારે પણ ઉતાર આવે હું તમારા પર ભડકું અને તમારાથી નારાજ થઉં અને જ્યારે પણ મને ઊંચું જાઉં ત્યારે હું તમને ભૂલી જાઉં છું આજે સ્વામી તમારાથી એક જ પ્રાર્થના છે કે જ્યારે પણ હું તમારાથી નારાજ થઉં તમે મને ખાલી માફ કરી દેજો કે ગલતી તો મારી છે તમે તો અહીંયા છો મને ધ્યાન રાખવા માટે ભગવાન આજથી 6 વર્ષ પહેલા જ્યારે હું અહીંયા આવ્યો બધાને ભૂલી ના આવ્યો મારી માં મારી બેન મારા પપ્પા બધું પણ તમે મારી માટે બધાનો કિરદાર નિભાયો છે મારી મમ્મીનો મારી પપ્પાનો મારી બેનનો ભગવાન તમે મારે ગુરુનો કિરદાર નિભાવીને મને 6 વર્ષમાં એટલું શીખાડ્યું કે મારા હિસાબથી કોઈ દુનિયામાં શીખાડી નહીં શકે સ્વામી તમે મને માણસ બનાવતા શીખાડ્યો ભગવાન તમને ખાલી એક જ નમન કરીને જાઉં છું કે અમારો અને તમારો જે રિશ્તો છે ખાલી વધતો જાય કોઈ દિવસ ઘટશે નહીં અને ભગવાન એક જ વસ્તુ કહું છું સ્વામી આઈ ઓલવેઝ લવ યુ એન્ડ વિલ કન્ટિન્યુ ટુ ડુ સો
అందాల చిరునవ్వు తెందాన ముద్రించు అందాల సాయికి వందనాలు బంగారు ప్రేమతో సింగారంగా చూచు బంగారు సాయికి వందనాలు కారుణ్య దృష్టితో లావణ్యముగా నిలుచు రతనాల సాయికి వందనాలు వరద సాయికి 100 వందనాలు లలిత సాయికి 100,000 వందనాలు భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయికి 100 కోటి వందనాలు స్వామి మీ సమక్షంలో విద్యను అభ్యసించేటట్టుకు మీరు నాకు మహత్తర భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించారు మీరు అందరితో నా విద్యార్థులే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని చెప్పగానే మా మనస్సులు ఆనంద ధోళికల్లో తేలియాడాయి ఆ వాక్యాన్ని స్మరించినప్పుడల్లా మేము త్రేతాయుగంలో వానరులమని ద్వాపరయుగంలో గోప బాలులమని ఏ దేవతలకు దక్కని మహాప్రసాదాన్ని మీరు మాకు ప్రసాదించారు స్వామి మేము పెడుద్రోవ పట్టినప్పుడల్లా మీరు మమ్మల్ని సరిదిద్ది మమ్మల్ని చక్కటి మార్గంలో పెట్టి మాకు తెలియకుండానే సునాయాసంగా మాలో మార్పును తెప్పించారు అంతేకాదు స్వామి నా 12వ తరగతి తర్వాత నేను ఎటు వెళ్లాలో తెలియని సందిగ్ధంలో ఉండగా మీరు నా చిన్ననాటిలో మా నాన్నగారితో నా ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ లో తప్పకుండా మీ అబ్బాయికి సీటు ఇస్తాను అనే మాటను నేను వేద వాకుగా భావించి ఇక్కడికి వచ్చాను దాని ఫలితం ఈ 5 సంవత్సరాలలో నేను పొందిన మీ 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ స్వామి 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ స్వామి మీతో జరిగిన చిన్న చిన్న సంభాషణలు మా జీవితాలలో మార్గదర్శక దీపాలుగా వెలిచి మీ వైపు నడిపిస్తున్నాయి స్వామి
స్వామి మీ ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణం స్వామి మీ దీవెనలే మాకు దైవానుగ్రహాలు మీ ఆశీస్సులే మాకు అష్టైశ్వర్యాలు స్వామి మీరెప్పుడూ చెప్తూ ఉంటారే ఎప్పుడైనా ఏ స్థితిలో అయినా ఏ గతిలో అయినా సరే ఎల్లప్పుడూ మా చెంతే ఉంటారని ఆ వాక్యానికి సాక్షాత్తు నిదర్శనం వినే స్వామి స్వామి నా చిన్నతనంలో ఒకనాడు స్కూల్ నుండి ఇంటికి ఆటోలో వెళ్తున్నాను ఏమైందో తెలియదు కానీ ఆటోలో వెళ్తున్న సమయంలో నాకు ఒక పిచ్చి ఆలోచన వచ్చింది స్వామి ఒక్కసారి ఆటోలోంచి బయటికి దూకితే ఎలా ఉంటుందో చూడాలనిపించింది ఏమాత్రం ఆలోచించకుండా వెంటనే దూకేశాను ఏ తల్లైనా తన పిల్లలు ఆపదలో ఉంటే చూడగలదా మరి అలాంటిది మన సాయిమాత మాత్రం ఎలా చూడగలదు వెంటనే అభయహస్తం నా ఆపద నుంచి కాపాడింది స్వామి స్పృహ వచ్చిన తర్వాత తెలిసింది కేవలం చిన్న చితక గాయాలతోనే బయటపడ్డానని స్వామి ఆనాడు మీ అభయహస్తమే నన్ను కాపాడకపోయి ఉంటే ఈ 7 సంవత్సరాలు మీ ప్రేమకు నేను పాత్రున్నయ్యేవాడినే కాదు స్వామి స్వామి ఎప్పుడైనా సరే మీ పాదమద్దం దగ్గరే మమ్మల్ని ఉంచవలసిందిగా కోరుతున్నాను స్వామి స్వామి మీరు అందించిన పునర్జన్మ వల్లే నేను ఈరోజు ఇలా మీ ముందు నిలబడి మాట్లాడగలుగుతున్నాను లేకుంటే ఆ రోజే నా తురిశ్వాసను విరిచేవాణ్ణి స్వామి
స్వామి మీతో గడిపిన క్షణాలు మరువలేనివి స్వామి
మీతో ఉండే ప్రతి క్షణం ఎంతో మధురమైనవి స్వామి. సంవత్సరాలు మీ సమక్షంలో గడిపిన అవి క్షణాల్లో ఇట్టి గడిచిపోయాయి స్వామి. మాకు ప్రాపంచిక విద్యను అభ్యసింపజేస్తూనే ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్య యొక్క విలువ ఏమిటో గుర్తింపజేశారు. స్వామి విద్యార్థులుగా జీవించడం మహద్భాగ్యమే కాకుండా అది ఎంతో గొప్ప బాధ్యత కూడా. స్వామి, మేమాచరించే ప్రతి ఒక్క కార్యమునందు కూడా స్వామిని సంతోష పెట్టాలన్నదే మా తపన స్వామి. మా జీవితం మీ సందేశంగా నిలవాలని, దానికి తగిన శక్తిని, భక్తిని, స్వామి యొక్క అనుగ్రహాన్ని, ఆశీర్వాదాన్ని మా అందరిపై ఎల్లవేళలా ఉండాలని మనస్ఫూర్తిగా స్వామి పాదాల చెంత ప్రార్థన వేడుకుంటాం. మేమందరం ఎల్లప్పటికీ ఎప్పటికీ సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే స్వామి. మేమందరం ఎప్పటికీ సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే.
విట్టలమే అందరం కలసి ఉంటే కలదు సుఖం, కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయం. కలసి ఉంటే కలదు సుఖం, కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయం. పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం, పరదూషణ మానేద్దాం. పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం, పరదూషణ మానేద్దాం. కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు, భాషా భేదాలొద్దు. కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు, భాషా భేదాలొద్దు. అంటరానితనమొద్దు, అందరము కటిక ఉందాం. అంటరానితనమొద్దు, అందరము కటిక ఉందాం. సాయిమాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువశక్తిని చాటుదాం. మనశక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువశక్తిని చాటుదాం. గ్రామ గ్రామాలోన సేవలెన్నో చేయుదాం. గ్రామ గ్రామాలోన సేవలెన్నో చేయుదాం. సేవలెన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా, సేవలెన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా, ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని ప్రేమించుదాం. ఒకరినొకరి సేవి మనము స్వామిని సేవించుదాం. సాయిమాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. సాయిమాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం.
Chapter 5, we offer our gratitude to you, Bhagwan.
Teri rehmat se sai, jeevan hua hai haasil. Jab bhi doli naiya apni, tune dikhaya sahil. Satya dharma mein atal rehne ko, tune banaya kabil. Satya dharma mein atal rehne ko, tune banaya kabil. Tune dikhai prem ki raah, raah bani khud manjil. الفاظ بیاں اور رحمت اے سائیں کر پانا ہے مشکل. الفاظ بیاں اور رحمت اے سائیں کر پانا ہے مشکل. نہ دل کی زباں ہوتی ہے نہ زباں کا ہے دل. نہ دل کی زباں ہوتی ہے نہ زباں کا ہے دل.
سوامی چندرما کو شیتلتا پاؤنے ابھیلاشا تھو. بھانو کو تاپما आनन्द लुटाउने क्षमता दियो. स्वच्छ हिमालको शक्ति देखाउने इच्छा थियो. साँचो भक्तिमा शक्ति खोज्ने मार्ग देखाइदियो. संसारपछि भाग्नु खोज्दा भावनालाई जित्ने साहस दियो. डरबाट भाग्नु खोज्दा आत्मविश्वाससित परिचय गराइदियो. भूल गर्दा क्षमादान दियो. आदर गर्दा प्रेमदान दियो. पश्चाताप गर्दा पुरस्कार दियो. अभ्यास गर्दा चमत्कार दियो. पाँच वर्षको अवधिमा हजुरले केवल दिनु भएछ. दिनुमा जिउनु रहेछ. जिउनुमा स्वामी रहेछ. स्वामीमा संसार रहेछ. धन्यवाद छायामा. धन्यवाद.
സ്വാമി, അവിടുന്ന് എനിക്ക് ജീവനും ജീവിതവുമാണ്. അങ്ങന്റെ എല്ലാം എല്ലാമാണ്. വാക്കുകൾ കൊണ്ട് എനിക്ക് സ്വാമിയോട് നന്ദി പറയാൻ സാധിക്കുമോ? സ്വാമി, എന്റെ മാതാപിതാക്കൾക്കും സമൂഹത്തിനും എന്റെ സ്വാമിക്കും ഒരു അഭിമാനമാവാൻ എന്നെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണമേ. നന്ദി.
സായി എന്നുള്ള രണ്ടക്ഷരമല്ലയോ എന്നിൽ ഉണരുന്നത് ആദ്യമായി? സായി എന്നുള്ള രണ്ടക്ഷരം മാത്രമേ ജീവിത യവനിയിൽ മാർഗമായി. സായി എന്നുള്ള രണ്ടക്ഷരമല്ലയോ ആയിരം അമ്മതൻ സ്നേഹമായി? സായി എന്നുള്ള രണ്ടക്ഷരം മാത്രമേ ബന്ധവിമോചന മാർഗമായി. സായിനാഥൻ തൻ സ്വരൂപമൊന്നല്ലയോ ജീവിതയാത്രയിൽ ലക്ഷ്യമായി? സായിനാഥൻ തൻ കടാക്ഷമൊന്നല്ലയോ സ്നേഹം തുളുമ്പും അനുഗ്രഹമായി? ജീവന്റെ ആദിയും അന്ത്യവും മധ്യവും സായി നിൻ നാമം മാത്രമല്ലോ. സായി നിൻ നാമം മാത്രമല്ലോ.
എങ്ങുമെങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, എൻ മനസ്സിൽ കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ. എന്റെ പാദം ഇടറാതിരിക്കുവാൻ നന്മയായി നീ കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ. പൂവിലൂറുന്ന പുഞ്ചിരി നീയല്ലോ, പുസ്തകം തരും ജ്ഞാനവും നീയല്ലോ. പുല്ലുമാടവും പൂമണി മേടയും തുല്യമായി തൊഴും ശക്തിയും നീയല്ലോ. നല്ല ബുദ്ധിയായി എന്റെ മനസ്സിലും, നല്ല വാണിയായി നാവിന്റെ തുമ്പിലും, നല്ല ചേതിയായി എൻപിഞ്ചു കൈകളിൽ നന്മയായി നീ കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ. എങ്ങുമെങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, ഈ സമസ്ത ലോകശാന്തിക്കായും എൻ മുത്തിന്റെ കൂടെയും സദാ ഇരിക്കണമേ. എങ്ങുമെങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, നിന്റെ നാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും. എങ്ങുമെങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, നിന്റെ നാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും. നിന്റെ നാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും. വി ലവ് യു സ്വാമി.
ഇഫ് ഐ ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ലോർഡ് റിമൈൻഡ് മീ ഓഫ് ദോസ് ഡേയ്സ് വെൻ ഐ വുഡ് സ്ട്രെയിൻ ടു സീ യു ആൻ ഓറഞ്ച് സ്ട്രീക്ക്. And then you would stop, smile, and I would forget all for just a while. I would give the world to have it all again, the pining strong, a sharp, sweet pain. But memories are phantoms of the past, swirling currents that hold us fast. But you knew this, and ensured we did too. You said, present is omnipresent, and every word of it you meant. As always, we learnt it later. But now we know, as fact, that every moment's with you, as students packed, and understand that infinity could be held in the span of a second, and by you impelled to unravel fold by fold. Lord, those memories never grow old. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us every second, every moment. May we be your students forever.
Sharing your love with one and all, so we can be memories.
of love.
Dearest Swami, it is a wonderful web that you spin to bring all of us here together from our varied backgrounds. Some of us have had the privilege of knowing you all our lives, while some others had not known about you until we came into this institution.
Some of us have been here for 19 years. Some of us just for 2 years. Some of us have wanted to come here all our lives, whereas some of us are here despite ourselves.
Each of us has a different relation with you. To some, you are a mother. To some, a father. To some others, a friend. And to some, a guru. But these are mere facets of the one bond that we share with you, the immortal bond of love.
While we ourselves might perish in the flow of the mighty river of time, but the story that we share with you, it is the story of white and orange that shall endure the tides.
The story of white and orange, of Sai and his students, shall bring respite to the weary travelers in this long and arduous journey of mankind.
At times, it gives us a new direction. At times, it would make people smile. At other times, it shall make people weep tears of joy. Bhagwan, we are so grateful to you for your mercy and grace. You have touched our lives and enriched them.
But for you, Swami, we would never have found contentment. Like most other people, we would have lived chasing mirages, pursuing material pleasures, frustrated with the futility of our search for happiness.
But you taught us that happiness is not to be searched for. Happiness is to be experienced. Happiness lies not in name, fame, material comforts or worldly relationships. Happiness lies in our relationship with you.
Wherever we might be, whatever we might be, we will always be yours. There is only one identity that all of us here have, that of being your students. There is only one purpose that all of us here have, that of following your command.
We wish to execute every single task that you have outlined for us. We wish to share the love that you have so profusely shared with us, with every single person we meet.
With the lamp of light that you have lit in our hearts, we wish to light up the entire world. But for all of this, Sai, we need your grace. Without you, we cannot achieve anything. Without you, we are no one. But with you, we don't need to be anyone. Please bless us, Sai, that we may make our lives your message.
Swami, it is time for us to leave the portals of this institute. But we carry you in our hearts. Our stay in this place might have been temporary, but the bond of love between you and us is eternal. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this wonderful gift of love that you have bestowed upon us.
The entire world shall blossom like a beautiful flower under the warmth of your love. And all our hearts rejoice, for we know that wherever we go, it is only the echoes of your glory that we shall hear.
We love you, Swami.
We love you more than our lives. Swami, we shall see good, do good, and be good. We will love all and serve all. We will help ever and hurt never. We shall spread your message and fill the world with your love.
पवित्र नाम राम राम साईं राम। Mahavir Shanti, Shanti. शांति है समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।